It's the 2nd of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Luton construction project which began in April 2018 was 30% over budget and 2 years late, finally opened a year ago. Since then, the Luton Direct Rail Transit Shuttle from Luton Airport Parkway train station to London Luton Airport has transported over 2.7 million passengers. The driverless DART takes about 3 minutes to cover the 1.5 mile journey. A spokesperson for Luton Rising, the Luton Borough Council company which operates the airport, said the travel option has exceeded targets and provide a huge hit with passengers. He added, "Every passenger using London Luton Airport and the Luton DART means more support for services in Luton and vulnerable people." Simon Riggs, a man in his 50s from Ampthill, has been named as the pilot who died following the crash of a small aircraft at the Imperial War Museum airfield in Duxford. A spokesperson for the museum said, "Our thoughts are with his family and friends at this incredible difficult time." Suspected magnet fishers found an unexploded grenade in the River Great Ouse around Riverside Square last Sunday afternoon. Bedfordshire Police temporarily evacuated residents in the area until the explosive ordnance disposal team were able to extract and later detonate the device in a controlled manner. A spokesperson for the council cautioned that magnet fishing can put those taking part and other members of the public in danger. Future strike action by healthcare assistants against Bedford Hospital and Luton and Dunstable Hospital has been called off following an increased pay offer from management. Members of the Unison Union are expected to accept the proposal following a vote. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.